a mountain at my gates with Foals. The year is 2015. This is BFF.fm. The show is called 1.21 Gigawatts. I have Fiona Robot Dystopia Miller as a guest host today.
Hello.
A bit of a weird one since we were just talking like an hour ago and I invited you. So you haven't actually picked any tracks. So
no.
You're mostly going to judge my music taste, I guess.
I can't think about music that came out in 2015, so this is educational.
Oh yeah, it'll be a journey for you as well as the audience.
Yes.
Excellent. Have you listened to Foals before, the ones?
I have.
They're from your country.
I know a couple of their like big tracks, but I don't know if I've ever listened to an album all the way through.
They sound kind of like that.
They're very good. Sounds decent.
Yeah. I think they're from Oxford. Very good live if you ever happen to.
I think I might have seen them live.
Leave an impression.
The past decade has been a bit of a blur.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
They sound like someone I might have seen at a festival.
I think they started in 2005. I think I've seen them in Victoria Park at whatever that festival was, and at the Great American in San Francisco. Mm. So anyway, I thought they were pretty good. I'm going to kick off the next set with a Swedish band called Amazon that you probably haven't heard, but we'll find out. Here's the song that's called Duvan. Thank you.
Yeah. take you higher than I took you. Didn't I take you to higher places you can't reach without?
Wide Open with the Chemical Brothers from their album Born in the Echoes from 2015. Before that, we had Jamie XX with Loud Places from his debut album. He's, of course, a member of the XX, and the female vocals on that song was from his bandmate. Before that, Tame Impala with New Person, Same Old Mistakes. And the first one, as mentioned, is the Swedish band Amazon with the song Duvan. It's that band is made up of members from a band called Dungen that played in San Francisco a number of times, and a lady called Amanda Berryman, who released a debut album as well around this time. Both very good, worth checking out. Did you recognize any of those songs?
The Chemical Brothers, oh. But that's all.
That's about it.
What does Duvan mean?
The dove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because they're singing in English on, I think, all of their songs, and named some of them in Swedish. Don't know why.
Yeah.
I can also recommend, if you're very keen on, I know we talked about samples, I think the last time you were here, the Jamie XX song samples a 1977 song called Could Heaven Ever Be Like This by Idris Muhammad.
Oh.
It's a pretty good song as well. I think I might have played it, and if I haven't, I will do that next time I get to 1977.
Yeah, I will make a note of
worth
that.
Checking out. Well, we spent a lot of time talking about all kinds of stuff. I don't know if we're gonna I don't think we're gonna do a recap of that. you're shaking your head.
No.
Vigorously. Okay. I think we'll just jump right into the next set. I am not gonna try to pronounce this name, so we're gonna have to do some Googling. The song is called Breathless.
Song that you don't know.
Should've seen it coming.
No Comprende by Low from their 11th studio album, Ones and Sixes, from 2015. And that concludes our moody, screechy, guitar-y section.
Oh.
And this is where we talk about squirrels.
Oh, yeah. Squirrels that squeak.
Yeah. I'll leave that one just hanging in the air. We don't have to get into that any further.
What's next?
Have you heard any of those songs before?
I don't think so.
Are you not a Low fan?
I wouldn't even know.
They're, I believe, from Minnesota.
Okay.
I think they're Mormon for some reason. And they sound a bit like that. Also pretty good live. I think they're a three-piece, maybe four. I think that's all I know. This next artist you should know, because we have seen him live together.
Oh, shit. Pressure.
But I don't think you enjoyed him very much. He's called Andy Schauf. The song is called Drink My Rivers.
Thank you.
picture that wasn't right. Pitch burning on a shining sheet. The only maker that you'd want to meet. The dying man in a living room. His shadow paces the floor. He'll take you out in the open door. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend who couldn't get things right. A fond farewell to a friend. He said, really, I just wanna dance. Good and evil match perfect. It's a great romance. And I can deal with some psychic pain if it'll slow down my higher brain. Veins full of disappearing ink, vomiting in the kitchen sink, disconnecting from the missing ring. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. Get things right. A fond farewell to a friend. I see you leaving me and taking up with the enemy. The cold comfort of the in-between. A little less than a human being. A little less than a happy heart. A little less than a suicide. The only things that you really try. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend. It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend who couldn't get things right. A fond farewell to a friend. This is not my life. It's just a fond farewell to a friend.
Sometimes, sometimes, sometimes. Sure would be nice to see you. touchdown. But an act of friendship and kindness never unbound. So it'd be nice to see you, to have you.
Was the song Half Sister by a lady called Emma Cooper. The first time I heard that, I was like, this sounds extremely familiar. And it turns out she was in a band called Standard Fair that recorded that same song in a slightly more upbeat, rocky version. I looked up and I was kind of curious what happened to that band. And on their Twitter bio, it now says, Standard Fair was a moderately successful indie pop band, ended on good terms. Thought that was nice. She is now in a band called Mammoth Penguins and another one called the Heyman Cooper Band. Ooh. I think Mammoth Penguins are just about to release something soon, and I noticed the Heyman
at the zoo.
The Heyman Cooper Band have an album on Spotify that I just noticed today, so I haven't listened to it yet, but maybe it is excellent, who knows. Before that, a fond farewell, which is a Nellie Smith song, in this case sung by Seth Avett and Jessica Leah Mayfield. And before that, Andy Schauf, Drink My Rivers. And now for the question.
Shaming.
When and where did we see Andy Schauf play? First of all, did you recognize the sound at all?
The sound sounded familiar, mm-hmm. and the vocals sounded familiar, but I can't tell if it's because it sounds like something else or because it's evoking a real memory.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to think of, because they were obviously supporting.
Yeah. Another band.
The other band.
Yep.
And I, whilst, I enjoy that music. It was good, but it's not making me stand up
it's not,
for it. It's
well, tough. What if I told you the main act was all women? I believe, yes.
Oh,
See, and
oh yeah,
as
okay.
Nico Case and friends at
what? And Katie Lang.
Yeah, Katie Lang and I'm sorry, for some reason I can't remember
the other person.
The other
yeah.
person, which I quite like actually, at the Mountain Winery, I believe. Maybe
yeah,
like a year ago, a year and a half
oh,
ago.
Oh wow,
Anyway.
I think I remember saying, oh, they sound like Turin Breaks.
Yeah.
But that's mainly what I remember.
And I think I promised at the time, I'll look into them, and then forgot about it. But now I have a tab open on my laptop, so I'll definitely,
that's so funny.
Definitely do that.
So I was sitting down for that. So why?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was, I think we got there a little bit late, so we missed some of his set, I think. Anyway, enough about that. Let's play a couple more songs before we run out of time. The next one is a band called Twerps. Thank you.
Sink. But he was sporting all my clothes, I gotta say pretty.